You know, as the psalmist gives us these words to praise, that's the spirit of Christmas, and yes, indeed, it embodies our faith as people of worship. What we do on Sunday morning is come into this house and offer glory, our praise and worship to the one who gave us life and delivered us from our brokenness. So the psalmist says throughout that passage in number 150 of his psalms to praise God. But not only does he call us to praise, he tells us why to praise. It's hidden there in verse 2. We have to listen ever so closely to the words that the psalm tells us here. He says, praise him for his mighty deeds, for what God has done. As we've heard read here so eloquently this day in the description and the celebration of the hanging of the greens, we praise God for his mighty deeds, for what he has done, for taking our sin in his body to the cross. We praise God for delivering us through his deeds by what he's done for what we've done. He fixes our brokenness. He delivers us from our past. He forgives us of our sins. So yes, in the words of the psalmist here, we praise God for his mighty deeds that have been done among us. But the psalmist continues. The psalmist goes on to say that we praise God for this. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. So not only do we offer our worship and our joyous celebration for God for what he has done, but what he continues to do. His surpassing, the psalmist says, his ongoing, the psalmist proclaims, his living among us, even in the here and now, greatness. Praise him for what he's done, for what he will do, and what God is already doing. Perhaps we remember that ancient proverb. That ancient proverb that said, teach a person to fish. If we give a person a fish, we feed them for a day. But if we teach them to fish, we feed them for a lifetime. You see, that embodies much of what the psalmist is speaking of here. Jesus Christ fed us. He gave us nurturing. He saved our lives once and forever. He conquered what we had been. As that person is fed by that fish, their body's nourished through their brokenness. Maybe perhaps through what they've done, they found themselves in a need of deliverance from someone else. They need to be fed. So it's a great gift to feed that person in need. And God does that for us. He conquers what we have been. But he goes on to teaching us how to fish and feeds us for a lifetime. He not only overcomes what we have been, but he walks with us into what we can be. I've been sharing in the biography of Jerry Lee Lewis, as recorded by Rick Bragg, the story of his life. Jerry Lee Lewis has known an existence of an up and down journey of faith. His faith has always been important to him, although he hasn't always practiced it that well. But it seems like, as I share in this biographical story of Jerry Lee Lewis, when it really became real to him, his faith, when he put it into practice, was when he started realizing God is not so much and only the one who conquered his brokenness, but the one who yearns to live with him in the here and now. The one, in the words of the psalmist, who through his deeds forgives us of our sins and helps us live life more fully in the here and now. Jerry Lee Lewis grasped the importance of walking with God daily. Not just trusting Him to forgive us for when we mess up, but using the power and glory of God to make us into something more. Our best life. You see, I connect with Jerry Lee Lewis in that sense. For don't we all at somewhere along our journey find ourselves as broken people? Confused in thinking of God as only at times the one who forgives us and overcomes our brokenness. But when we open our eyes to see that God is more than a conqueror of our past mistakes, but one who walks with us and yearns to dwell with us daily to give us our best life. You see, that's the message of Advent. The celebration of the peace of our Lord. That God is the one who lives in our past and sees us into our glory. Isn't that what John proclaimed? As recorded in the Gospel of Mark in the very first chapter. When John says, I come giving you a baptism of repentance. A baptism to conquer what you have been. Oh, but one is coming. One is coming who will give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My baptism is for what you have done. His baptism will be for what you can be through His glory. So friends and people of faith, may we know the peace of this season. The peace in the words of Scripture that surpasses all understanding, to know that we have a God of life who not only conquers what we have been, but sets us into the glory of what we can be as His people. Spencer Johnson, M.D., recorded it this way. And his little book titled The Present. Some of you know the work of Dr. Johnson. The one who wrote Who Moved My Cheese. Also proclaimed in this book titled The Present. That it's the greatest gift of life. The present. And when you find yourself wondering and yearning and trying to figure out what is the present that he's speaking about. The present in fact, that he speaks of is living in the present, the here and now. He said that gift is not so much something tangible that we receive the greatest gift. The greatest present, he says, is to live in the present, to cherish every smile, to embrace every hug of a loved one, to celebrate every drum and sound of a young person leading us in worship. The present is to live life in the fullest, now, in the glory of the Lord. And friends of faith, the gift of the present is given through the love of our Savior Jesus Christ, who came to conquer once and for all our brokenness and give us our most joy-filled existence now. So I call out to you, people of faith. I call out to you, friends, on this journey of life. Trust in the Lord. Live in the present with the strength of the Almighty. Cry out to Jesus and know the peace of walking with Him through whatever perils we face, and to know the joy in life that only He can give, our best and greatest existence as His people. Amen. And now, friends, as we end our worship service, I offer you this